from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's always change, right? No team's the same. I would say this year there was probably more eye-opening names that we lost, either due to the business side of it, people got paid or we moved on, or just father time or whatever it is. We knew what we were walking into this year. It was a little bit bigger year of a cap number. We were prepared for it. Is it fun? No. Does it stink to lose a lot of the names that have helped you set your foundation and been here for a lot of the success that we've had? So, you know, it is time, and I think transition is a fair word.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean. We had a chat with him a little bit ago here. You can go back and listen to it if you'd like. Post it online. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher. In studio is Mr. Howard Simon. He is not here at training camp.
Hey, where is everybody?
We're here in Rochester.
Yeah, fine. I thought you liked me.
You know, I see the tent we used to sit at over there. We're in a different spot.
You weren't here the whole time?
See the tent across the field, across the Grounding Stadium field. We used to sit at a tent.
Yeah, that's where the coaches do their stuff.
Right. Right. That's where we used to broadcast from, and it was hotter than the surface of the sun. routinely hot.
Do they used to do coach interviews over here then?
Nah, I don't even really know where they used to do
this
it.
This pavilion we're in, it's become like radio. It's not quite Radio Row. Radio Square,
sure,
if you will. There's a podium over there. Like, there would have been room underneath here, so this would have been a nice spot for it.
Yeah, one of my great memories of training camp, trying to think, Howard, what's your memory from being out here? Marcel Darius having the phone case
that looked
like a cassette tape.
Fell for that.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Rex Ryan eating dog crackers or something, cookies, dog treats, whatever.
Nathaniel
the heck was
Hackett, going. He said it with us. We're going to run CJ till he pukes.
Oh, my God. You know what? That might be the most quotable quote we got in all of our years at training camp.
Yeah. Were you guys here when Lossman broke his leg?
No.
No.
No, that was an
I think the afternoon show
practice.
Was there, right?
Yeah, that was an afternoon practice. Okay.
Were we there? Who was the quarterback that slipped on the mat?
Kevin Cobb.
We weren't there? No, I don't think we were there for that either.
No. I don't think so.
What about
either.
The EJ hospitality tent?
We were here that morning.
Okay, yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
We were here for the night practice when Jeff Toole definitely out.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah. The Jeff Toole, he's amazing night practice.
Yep.
Yeah, that didn't really pan out.
Yeah, we've had our moments.
Yeah.
803-0550, if you want to chime in. Meanwhile, Howard, before we get to Howard Picks the Bills, your first edition of it, training camp edition, you know, kind of the post-training camp pick. They've got one more practice tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We posted a Twitter poll. And let me tell you,
I'm losing my mind.
I've been right about a lot of things in my life. I've been wrong about a lot of things in my life. But here's what I was right about. We just kind of got to talking about the Bills and, you know, expectations and pressure. And I hypothesized that more Bills fans would want them to go 15-2 than would want 17-0.
Oh, it's not even close. I'm going to look at the results. Go ahead.
You're going to say you'd rather have 15-2.
I didn't say I would, but if you asked me how Bills fans would vote, no question they'd be freaking out if they went 17-0.
Yeah, 52% say 15-2 is better than 17-0.
I actually thought it'd be a larger margin. Because let's get those losses out of the way in the regular season, boys. 17-0, too much pressure. They're going to lose at some point. Not in the play. Oh, yeah, totally. Honestly, I would have guessed it would have been more like 60 or to 65% going, give me a couple losses.
Yeah.
Because you're getting the one seed either way.
Right. 17-0 is too much pressure.
That's right.
Oh, no.
You're overdue for a loss. This is how we think in Buffalo.
I mean, it's funny.
And it's not our fault. Blame the teams.
Sure.
It's not our fault. But, yeah, I prefer not having any losses, quite honestly. So I would vote for 17-0.
The responses are funny because there's two different responses to people that are replying to the poll. One common response is like, what's wrong with people? Of course you take 17-0. And the others are, I don't want any sort of pressure that
That's
comes
right.
with that.
That's right.
I couldn't handle it.
It's not – I'm trying to think of an analogy. This isn't really – it's almost as if the Sabres win the President's Trophy – and then you expect them to run through the Stanley Cup and win the no. Let's finish the two seed. You know, I don't want the President's Trophy. It's too much pressure. You're the Cup favorite. Let's not be the ones. So I'm good with 17-0, man. Whatever. 15-2. By the way, I'm not picking them to go 17-0.
No, I don't think so. I don't even think you're picking 15-2.
Not really. No.
Here's one tweet. 17-0, too much pressure. Do fans think that 15-2, the one seed in a playoff loss, will bring less complaining than 17-0?
Right. By the way, 15-2 would be the best record in the 17-game schedule, right?
The difference would be, like, last year, Baltimore, the one seed and not winning it, that just happens.
That happens all the
time.
That
happens.
Sure.
That happens every year that a one seed doesn't win the Super Bowl, one of the one seeds doesn't win it, if not two of the one seeds don't win
it.
So that happens all the time. Last year, two one seeds would have lost. But a 17-0 not winning has happened one time, and we remember that. And they have other Super Bowls to insulate.
Right? They get a pass because they've won. You'll be remembered forever as the team that went 17-0 and didn't win a Super Bowl if you don't win another one.
Yeah, that's true. I'm willing to give it a shot, guys.
All right.
Let's find out.
17.
Okay. Howard picks the Bills. Are you ready?
No.
We're going to do it anyway.
Thanks
we have
for
to
asking.
Do it with us here and you there because you're too busy. Your schedule's too busy.
Got a Bison's doubleheader today. Let's move this baby along.
All right. You also got to plan your Mets playoff tickets, right? You guys are back?
Shush. Why do you do that to
Didn't
me?
The season already end? But it's back now.
They lost in Colorado last night. That was not a good loss.
But they're having a season? They've pulled it out of the fire?
I can still feel the embers burning. But they're alive. I did not think they'd be alive. They're alive. It's August. I'm not complaining.
You're ready to be crushed again.
Oh, I'm all in to be crushed again. Are you kidding me? I already applied for my playoff tickets.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, Howard picks the Bills. Let's do it.
A tradition unlike any other.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
What was that, like 7 years ago now? They're the best team in football right now.
Time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills, and this is going to be different this time.
All right. Allen steps up in the pocket, going to take off and run. Has the first down and more. Breaks away, 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Josh Allen. Yeah, give him a flex, Josh.
Picking the Bills, it means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Did you get Brandon Bean to make a prediction by any chance?
Did not.
All right.
No.
I'm just going to see what he said.
He did say he likes the phrase team in transition.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. It's not a rebuild, obviously.
No. I think saying that, though, should, I don't know about like temper expectations. I think expectations are reasonably tempered.
Yes.
You know, people are hoping it's a really, really, really good year and thinking it will be a somewhat good year, and we'll find out.
Yeah. My expectations are a little lower, but I'm not going to say that because the last time I wrote that article, I got a lot of crap. So anyway.
Oh, you got lit up, huh?
People were not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's get Howard picks the Bills here. This season, of course, it's about everybody eats, which, of course, is not the case when it comes to fruit and Howard Simon. He's
hey.
Not eat that fruit.
Hey, I had a chicken artichoke sandwich the other night that had artichoke and tomatoes in it. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right, good. I'm making progress.
Sounds good.
Thanks. It was very good, actually.
Well, it's a new season. New faces, new places. That old diva's finally gone. All the drama involved is gone. Of course, I'm talking about Howard.
I'm kidding. Well played. I thought you were talking about Diggs.
I know. All right, let's do Howard picks the Bills. It's a tough schedule. Joe and I were going through it a little bit earlier, just kind of, you know, getting to know it.
You have to remind yourself that there are four night games in a five-week stretch. Yeah. And in that stretch, there's three straight road games.
Yeah, and
the
road
four
games
out of five
are,
on the road.
And all three of the road games are against teams that are likely AFC contenders.
Yeah, that is a brutal first month and a half.
Yeah. All right, Bills-Cardinals.
Here's my question before I pick the game. Is your tailgate menu set for the opener?
No. What do you mean? No,
have the same tailgate? You don't have a same menu just for the home opener? You will change it up?
No.
All right. I was driving in this morning thinking, I wonder what if Jeremy's got his lineup set for the first tailgate party.
I should start to think about it.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, if it's Arizona, what are people going to say? Do like Tex-Mex, something like that? Do some, I don't know, can you eat scorpions?
Oh, well.
That's what comes to mind. They're bugs, basically, aren't they?
I suppose can you grill scorpion? Grilled scorpion is on your menu.
All right. I'm Googling, can you eat scorpions? You Google, are scorpions bugs? And Howard will pick the Bills.
All right. Let's face it. This thing should be easy, right? Don't you think this is one of the lock 'em in wins? The weather should be great. Everybody's going to be in a good mood. It should be an easy win for the Bills. You shouldn't have to sweat it out. So I'll take a opening day victory.
Okay. I don't think it's easy, chalk it in, line it up. I think the Cardinals might be a little feisty, but I think a win is, let's put it this way, they got to win that game.
Well,
you got to win that game.
If they lose to Arizona in the opener, I am definitely not showing up to pick the Bills on Tuesday that week.
All right.
A scorpion is an arachnid.
Okay. And also,
like a spider.
You can eat it. They taste a bit like crab. There you go.
Oh, well, that sounds good.
Yeah, maybe we'll have some scorpions.
Grilled scorpion. All right.
Okay, win over the Cardinals. At Miami, week two.
I tossed and turned over this one, fellas. I know there's this whole, you know, Josh owns the...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dolphins, Tua never wins a big game. I gotta be honest with you, I think the Bills, without giving away the whole record, will be fine as the season goes on. I think they'll get better as the season goes on. I think there will be the process of changes, different guys in the lineup working their way through, and some growing pains at the beginning of the season. I think if you couple that with the schedule, there could be some bumpy goings on, but don't freak out. I am going to take Miami to win that game.
Miami wins week two. Interesting. A Thursday night affair.
You say interesting, and that means you know what's going on right now on Twitter. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, people are going to be mad at you.
Yeah.
Week three.
Yes, sir.
Home Jacksonville. Primetime.
How are you guys feeling about that one? Do you worry about that one at all because of Trevor Lawrence?
I refuse to take the Jaguars seriously.
That's the problem. You don't. I know they beat the Bills last year, but let's face it, they were lucky to win that game.
Yeah,
but it's Trevor Lawrence, and I like him, and I do like Doug Peterson. But it's how do you take them after they collapsed?
Yeah, McDermott's lost to three different Jaguars coaches. Do you think that's happened to any other team? Probably not.
Really?
Gus Bradley, one of them.
Doug Marrone.
Peterson, and Urban Meyer.
And Urban Meyer.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry to bring that up.
Oh, my God.
All right, you know what? He breaks the trend. I'm going to give the Bills a win then. They'll beat the Jaguars.
Beat the Jaguars. At Baltimore, week four, primetime.
You know, I think I've always had this one as a loss. I don't think it's impossible. I wouldn't look at this and go, oh, my God, they'll never win in Baltimore. Because they do, historically, McDermott's defenses have done well against Lamar Jackson. But I just think it's tough. A Monday night to a Sunday night with a road game with the Ravens. I think that's tough. I will pick Baltimore to win this game.
Baltimore wins. Bills-Texans in Houston, a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday.
I've been going back and forth on this one. Look, I think Houston will be good. I was very impressed every time I saw C.J. Stroud. I think Diggs has plenty left in the tank. I think that's going to be – I've gone win, loss, win. I'm going to pick a loss in that game today. I'll give the Texans a slight edge right now.
Bills drop to 2-3 and go into a game against the Jets that we are probably going to think they have to have.
Boy, you guys
want to go to 2-4.
Enjoy those fire McDermott calls you're getting that week, fellas. I will say, so the Jets are interesting, right? You know, Aaron Rodgers and all that, he comes back, assuming he stays healthy. I think there's an unknown in terms of how he will look. I think the Jets, I'm a little curious about the Jets' defense. I thought it kind of wore down and got beat up as the season went on last year. So I'm curious how they come back. I will pick the Bills to win the game in New Jersey, the Monday night game down there, beat the Jets.
Okay. Win over the Jets to get to 3-3.
He couldn't have picked 2-4.
I would have had to leave town.
Yeah, people would have been coming in there for
you. Yeah, right.
Okay, so a win over the Jets. On to the Tennessee Titans, Will Levis and the Titans.
Yeah, and I like the Titans. I think, I'm going to use
the Titans. You like the Titans?
No, yeah. not to actually. I mean, I think
Will Levis.
Yeah, I like Will Levis is what
yeah,
I meant.
Me too.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to use your word feisty, okay, to describe. I don't think this will be an easy out. I really don't. But I would still be surprised if the Bills lost a home game to the Titans, even though I like Levis and I thought Tennessee was a little better than I thought they were going to be last year.
I'll take
the Bills to win.
Bills win at Seattle.
Tough trip, long trip, West Coast, 12th man. I don't know. Seattle gets lucky and wins a stupid, crazy game.
Boy, all right.
Wow. You got Geno Smith? I mean, it's a tough road game.
Bills home revenge game, Dolphins.
Yeah, they'll get revenge. They'll toast them pretty good here. They'll beat Tua that time. Yeah.
At Indianapolis. Indy's one of the teams, let me tell you, like, I have Anthony Richardson in multiple dynasty leagues, and I am uncomfortable with how much hype he is getting.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's not good. Because I toss and turn on this one too. I think this is you might look at it and go, well, it's the Colts. But I think there's some reason to be concerned about them, and I think there's some things to like in Anthony Richardson's game. Despite what you just told me, I'll buy into a little bit of the hype, and I'll say that's a loss.
Loss to the Colts. Home Chiefs.
Big game before the bye, right? Big game. Got to have this one. The Bills are getting kind of into that mode where they were after the Eagles game last year. Like, there's not a lot of room for error.
This is 5-5 in home against the Chiefs.
Yeah. So I'm going to take the Bills to rise to the occasion. I mean, they don't beat them in the playoffs, but they own them in the regular season. So I'll take the Bills to beat the Chiefs.
Beat the Chiefs. Home 49ers.
This is an interesting game, right? I'm one of the many who looks at the quarterback situation there and go, how do they keep winning? I don't think he's that good, but they're a really good football team with a good head coach. Unless I see the 49ers season play out differently, I think they're going to come in here and win that game.
Bills
San
win?
Francisco, no, San Francisco,
San Francisco
wins.
Okay. Yeah. San Francisco wins. At the Rams.
So I had Matt Stafford in fantasy once, and he kind of screwed me at the end of the season, and that's why I got eliminated, so I'm picking the Bills to win the game.
Okay, win.
Purely out of personal vengeance.
Spite.
At Detroit.
Yeah. Tough one, huh, right, fellas?
The Bills have a tough schedule.
I mean, it's not even hype. The Lions are legit. It's not even buying into hype anymore. They've got a really good offense. They spent a lot of time and effort to revamp their defense in the offseason. I think they've improved their secondary a little bit. I will take the Lions to win that game.
Lions. Finally, a game against the Patriots. The Bills are good. They might need these the way you've got the schedule going right now.
I like this. I really do. I like New England being at the back end because, honestly, the Bills are going to need a closing kick.
You've got them 8-7 right now playing New England to get to 9-7. Or, yeah. I'm sorry. Do I have that right?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7-7.
7-7, yeah. Yeah,
7-7.
They'll beat the Patriots. Are you kidding me? I mean, Brandon Ayuk doesn't even want to go there. So they'll beat the Patriots.
8-7.
And by the way, isn't it a great world we live in when someone doesn't want to go to New England?
It is great.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it is great when that happens.
It's becoming more of a trend, too.
Good.
I like it.
Yeah.
8-7, home Jets.
Jets will be out of the playoff picture at that point and collapsing altogether. Take the Bills.
9-7 at the row, at the Patriots.
Finish off the three-game run here at the end. They'll beat New England.
10-7. Did they get in with that?
I think they're in the playoffs. Let me see. How many? Are those all conference losses?
You had them splitting
with both
the Jets.
No, there's two NFC losses. No, there's three NFC losses. So they're 8-4 in the AFC, I think. Would that be right? I don't even know. Yeah, I think they get in the playoffs.
I bet that's in.
I don't know about the division, though.
Well, you think the Jets are falling apart at the end.
Yeah, so
it
would be the Bills and the Dolphins. They would have split head-to-head. I don't even know the Dolphins. I don't have the Dolphins schedule in front of me. So
the
I'm
Dolphins
not sure.
They definitely have a softer schedule, but they are, you know,
yeah,
the Dolphins.
So they win the division at 10-7 in a tiebreaker.
Which is... Is that what happened last year? Was it? I know they won a tiebreaker. Maybe that was also 10-7.
No, they did, didn't. They
the didn't Bills they, and Dolphins they, last year were 11-6.
11-6.
11-6. Okay.
And it was a tiebreaker. Yeah.
Okay.
So it might come down to that again.
All right.
How's camp going, fellas?
It's good. You know, it's been nice out here. It's starting to feel a little
brisk.
Brian Mazurowski used the phrase on WBEN this morning: fall light.
Yeah. It's a little crisp morning out there, right?
Yeah, we're. Not, I'm gonna go with brisk, not crisp, but not even really brisk.
But did it
but
have a little bit of feel of football season?
How different is brisk from crisp?
Crisp is 50s into low 50s, and this was not low 50s. So,
what's brisk?
Brisk is
high 50s.
Sure.
Hoodie crisp, and shorts today.
Crisp is colder than brisk.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Is crisp? Crisp is not seeing your breath yet, though.
It can be.
Hmm. All right.
Cold, crisp winter. A winter morning can be crisp. It would never be brisk. It's too cold for brisk.
Yeah, this is like the Beaufort scale.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. Right? Winter morning can be crisp. It can't be brisk.
I feel like brisk also has to have a little bit of an element of a wind.
Yeah, breeze.
And I don't know that crisp does.
That's right. Crisp is
pure cold. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Not wind-aided cold.
This is science, all of this.
Yes,
this is science.
This is why people listen to your show.
Yeah. For the whether
King.
Or not you can eat scorpions and
yes.
So did you determine whether you grill them or bake them?
I think don't
or
you like you, put them on a stick and then like
do you boil them like
roast
lobster?
Them?
I think sure, you could do everything you can do with other meats. You could smoke them.
Okay.
Right?
You probably have to remove the, what would you call it?
Are we talking like claw?
The stinger.
So scorpion you're serving.
Yeah.
That's the main meal.
You could have it.
Seems like a lot of work.
Where would you get them from also is another.
I would like a brisket sandwich. If you're making one of those, let me know. I'll stop.
I made some this last weekend.
Did you? Thanks for inviting me.
David writes in, don't ruin my morning, Howard. Well,
too late.
Is 10-7 ruining?
10-7.
10-7 is not going to go over well.
You said you would not sign up for 8-6. Would you sign up for 10-7?
Who wouldn't sign up for?
Jeremy said he wouldn't sign up for 8-6.
He asked me if I would take 8-6
New England Jets, New England to end.
I said no, because why would I accept that as the ceiling? They can be better than that.
Well, they can, but if that was the situation, would you feel confident at 8-6 that they would still make it? They're going to win the last three games, right?
At 8-6, your ceiling is 11-6.
And that gets you in.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
And your floor is like 10-7 because if it's not, you know, they're not losing two of those three.
I need more of the picture. I need to know what the you know is. Are the Jets 12-5?
Well, like, you know why he's hesitating too, Howard? I think because he's secretly a Drake May stan over here.
I think Drake May is good.
I did not know that. Really, you like him, huh?
Yeah, I think he might be good. I mean, so maybe not with New England.
Oh,
they can't pay players to go join them. So.
Well, it's good that Ayuk didn't show up because that might have made May even better.
Yeah, and I mean, Alex Van Pelt's calling plays with him. He hasn't done that since when?
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Right? So
I think it's been a minute. I don't actually know.
All right. Thank you, Howard.
Okay, fellas. Hope all's good.
Chris Brown going to join us when we get back. We'll chat with him here from St. John Fisher. Coverage of Bills training camp brought to you by Admar Construction. The equipment you need when you need it. And brought to you in part by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. By Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And by your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport.
I think the last time Van Pelt called plays was Did he call plays here in 2009 when he was the OC?
Okay.
Because he spent the last few years in Cleveland as the OC, but that's been Stefanski.
Speaking of which, did you see that Ken Dorsey is not calling plays in Cleveland?
I did see
that. He's the OC. Yeah. He's not calling the plays.
Yep.
All right. Jeremy and Joe, Chris Brown, when we return here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.